Welcome to Meditate with the Mystics. My name is Amy Edelstein. In this meditation, we'll reflect on a passage from Ralph Waldo Emerson, one of the cornerstones of American transcendentalist thinking, which reached for a universal soul and a vision of culture that was inspired by that mystical depth. From within or from behind, a light shines through us upon things and makes us aware that we are nothing but the light is all. A man is the facade of a temple wherein all wisdom and all good abide. What we commonly call man, the eating, drinking, planting, counting man, does not as we know him represent himself, but misrepresents himself. Him we do not respect, but the soul, whose organ he is, would let it appear through his action, would make our knees bend. When it breathes through his intellect, it is genius. When it breathes through his will, it is virtue. When it flows through his affection, it is love. And the blindness of the intellect begins when it would be something of itself. The weakness of the will begins when the individual would be something of himself. All reform aims in some one particular to let the soul have its way through us. In other words, to engage us to obey. As the meditation begins, drop into yourself, away from habitual identification with thought, feeling, memory, all your ideas that reflect your image of yourself. Fall backwards from that frontal self, from that facade. Like the scenery in a movie set, our images and ideas of ourselves are generally what we present to the world. Fall back into a source of light and awareness that shines through the portals of that front piece, which is what truly connects us with others and with the world. Feel the meditation draw you deeper and experience the mysterious depth of the soul. Experience the interconnectedness across worlds and time as Emerson's own curiosity about this level of self and the nature of consciousness and our curiosity point us to the same mystery. In Emerson's words, from within or from behind, a light shines through us upon things and makes us aware that we are nothing, but the light is all. A man is the facade of a temple wherein all wisdom and all good abide. What we commonly call man, the eating, drinking, planting, counting man, does not as we know him represent himself, but misrepresents himself. Him we do not respect, but the soul, whose organ he is, would he let it appear through his actions, would make our knees bend. When it breathes through his intellect, it is genius. When it breathes through his will, it is virtue. When it flows through his affection, it is love. And the blindness of the intellect begins when it would be something of itself. The weakness of the will begins when the individual would be something of himself. All reform aims, in some one particular, to let the soul have its way through us In other words, to engage us to obey. As we draw this meditation to a close, extend gratitude for the glimpse beyond the surface of things, for the intimations and awareness of a vast, mysterious depth. A depth that can provide clarity and pure motive and love to uplift the world.